So let's read something from Sheikh Mahmoud. I just opened To Countenance and Heart of the Sheikh, which is one of my favorite writings of the world. To submit as the sacrificial lamb of Allah is the wisdom of the Sheikh, master of resignation, free from the hallucination of personal volition, liberated from aversion and attraction. Impeccable in his lifelong race into divine love, or we could say also impeccable in her lifelong race into divine love, the Sheikh remains dauntless. So Sheikh Noor also used the he because he was writing about the peer and about Effendi. This was a kind of spiritual portrait of his own Sheikh, and I think the peer. The Sheikh remains dauntless in the face of the coercive forces of the world, the barbarism of men, circus of the blind, humanitarian and humorous. So that's very powerful as a, you know, kind of, how do you say, portrait or an evaluation of contemporary life. And this is so true today, that it was also true in his time. Humanitarian and humorous, this true human being resembles the ancient patriarchs and matriarchs, the shining circle of spiritual leaders who give clear direction to humanity. So this is, of course, anything that we see in the Sheikh, in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the peers, is something, at least even a fraction of it, that we can assume that is for us. As it says, Allah's traits, Allah's names are in us. They really are for us. So also when you see these shining virtues, we shouldn't just admire them. We need to assume them. And try them out in ourselves. Revolutionary of Paradise Regained. Revolutionary of Paradise Regained. That's interesting too. So the Sheikh, which is the essence of the human soul, every human is a Sheikh. To know that, but we are Sheikh over our own self and also others, you know, whatever our circumstances might be. But we are all a guide. And so there's a revolutionary aspect to it. It's interesting because we revolt against complacency, and we revolt against, insincerity of, let's say, contemporary practices, or that's what we revolt against, or conventionalism. Force of reconciliation. So by standing clear of all that is conventional and untrue and barbaric, we become sources of peace and of reconciliation. And force of cohesion, so the one who unites. The Sheikh is the high point of ethical and educational ideals in the long history of humanity. Through daring action and audacious expression, the mystic guide serves as the midwife for human community, global citizenship, and universal concord. I'll read one more paragraph. So you can clearly see here Sheikh Noor's vision for a better and a renewed humanity, a true humanity, is through these guides. So through each of us becoming, modeling ourselves on these guides. O resplendent soul who dares to plunge into the radiant ocean of love, the Sheikh alone holds in his instructive hands, or her instructive hands, the key that opens the crystalline body. This spiritual body, this corporeal life, resembling the blue robes of the Virgin, subsists with subtle beauty in its point of origin, lost in timeless exaltation. So this is what we're speaking about earlier. Subsists with subtle beauty in its point of origin, has never left its place with the lung. Implore the Master to tune the resonance of this body, which is the vibration of your subtle being. And this is also what the zikr does. With his altruistic care, with her altruistic care and courteous touch, free from arbitrariness and hypocrisy. Implore the Master, majestic on his golden throne of love, to open the channels of this imperishable body, spacious as an interior cathedral. Cross this bridge to limitless awareness, the full moon that neither wanes nor waxes. Live within time, while linked to timeless reality, free from death, the illusory executioner. So that was meant for us tonight. So this is Sheikh Noor's tesbih, the crystal tesbih. I use it on his horse. Every time his horse, I'm afraid to overuse it because I think it's just made with like dental floss. Was made in Mexico. He made it when he was there. And the crystal, if we read in that essay, The Heart and Countenance of the Sheikh, you will see several references to crystalline. Of course, crystal, as we know, is a bearer of light, and it's a magnifier of light. And so, and also it was sacred to the indigenous cultures of Mexico. And he definitely was, he actually took, as we know, initiation from one of the lineages of the Danza. And from Capitan Ernesto, and entered the dance because he felt that to be completely, fully received, for Nuruddin Jarahi to be fully received in the culture of Mexico and society, he had to, first of all, ask permission of the Virgin of the Guadalupana. So this is when he brought the Sakal Sharif, the beard of the Prophet, up to her shrine. And you know, and in the hadith, which speaks of the mystical marriage of the Virgin and the Prophet, so in a way he felt he was almost uniting these two beloveds, you know, in this gesture, this grand gesture of taking the Sakal Sharif to the Virgin and petitioning her to open the way for the tariqat to flourish in Mexico. So it's very interesting that, in fact, it's had tremendous success there. One could think not, because, of course, it's a Catholic culture. They might be very resistant to what, you know, an Islamic intrusion. On the contrary, it's amazing how it has grown and been successful. So because of this Adam, so Adam, again, how we approach, and we need to ask permission. Part of that asking permission was also not only with the Christian tradition, but also with the indigenous tradition there. And he joined and participated in that lineage in different ways. When they came here to New York, Sheikh Noor danced with the indigenous group at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And we were there too, you know, in that assembly was quite extraordinary. The combination of the indigenous danza on the you know kind of outer plaza of St. Patrick's, and the Christian, and then the you know the Islamic. And we see there are pictures of Sheikh Noor dancing, and he has like a feather crest, you know, like kind of Mexican style, but. Like they're amazing, and it's with the rattle there, you know. This giant white saint of Allah dancing. It's amazing. Whole life. So, but that's how seriously he took, you know, the divine nature of every authentic path. we saw Allah in it. Thank you. Thank you. So anyway, so he made this tasbih there as part of his stay, and he gave it to a dervish, a very dear dervish called Nuri, and who's the brother of Yusuf here. And then Nuri gave it to me after Sheikh Nur's passing. So I feel it does combine. It has the blue of the Virgin, you know, and the crystals of the kind of the indigenous culture. And then, of course, the tasbih, the Sufi Islamic tasbih. So. Good. So Allah. Again, I like to emphasize this because, you know, it's not always known that Sheikh Nur was a direct inheritor of the Rasulullah.
So
his dream that he had, the waking dream in paradise, where the Rasul was carrying him in his arms, and at first he was an infant in the Rasul's arms, and then he grew to be, you know, a fully adult human being, and then questioned in the most astonishingly spiritual, courageous manner, questioned the Rasul about these different levels of meaning, until the Rasul finally, you know, gave the secret, the ultimate secret answering, because Sheikh Nur kept pressing him about, is this not a dream, you know, is this life not a dream, that is paradise a dream, is hellfire a dream, and yes, they're all different dreams, so hellfire is the nightmare, the paradise is the perfect dream of Allah, and in this world, of course, we find both. And then Sheikh Nur questioned the Prophet himself. Can you imagine the spiritual courage to ask, are you not also a dream? He asked the Prophet that. You know, who would dare ask that? Only someone who was ultimately so close. This is not a question that would be asked at all by someone far or disrespectful. It was asked from the very intimacy of being on the inside of the Prophet, asking him, are you not also a dream, O Messenger of Allah? And then the Prophet answered, yes, I am the dream. He said, but I am the dream key that opens the dream lock to the dream door to the treasure of love that alone is real.
Wow.
What?
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, we're going to say Alhamdulillah. That's true. So that's his degree of spiritual initiation directly from the Rasulullah. So that the Rasulullah would say that to him. I don't know if that's been said before in Sufi history.
No.
I don't think so.
Perfect.
So his own approach. Of course, no vision of a true mystic obviates any other vision. They all stand, you know, together, forming this vast body of spiritual knowledge. So it doesn't cancel out or cover over other visions by great visionaries of Allah and his prophet. Alhamdulillah. So let's close our eyes and feel the presence of our glorious lineage, and Allah send and shower each one, each link of hearts in this glorious lineage, and going back into the heart of Rasulullah, and appearing in these more recent times with Fahreddin Effendi, Rahmatullah, and Musafir Effendi, Rahmatullah. And of course, Hazreti Pir is also really of modern times. Hazreti Pir, Muhammad Nuruddin Jarahi, his mother Amina Taslim al Jarahi, and then the 19th, it said, representative called Sheikh Musafir Ashki Aziz al Jarahi, and his predecessor, also Qutb Fahreddin Effendi, Rahmatullah alayhi, and his successor in Istanbul, Safer Effendi, Rahmatullah alayhi, and his successor in the lineage, the linking not shake the moon or anyone.